USA News update. Hundreds of thousands remain without power. More than 60 million across the USA are under some winter weather alert. The biggest system continues to blast the upper Midwest and Great Lakes.
Many schools are closed again today as crews work to restore power to hundreds of thousands of residents still in the dark. Utility crews say it could be several days before everything is back up and running.
Correspondent Katie Lewis in Lansing, Michigan. Then in the west, a historically strong storm.
And that's going to bring snow into areas, parts of the country that don't typically see snow, with the snow levels dropping all the way to the coast across portions of southern Oregon and northwestern California.
Meteorologist Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service. Portland, Oregon had its biggest snowfall since World War II, catching people by surprise. Thousands were stranded in their cars on snow-packed freeways for hours last night. Meanwhile, a blizzard warning is up for the Los Angeles area, and there could be record highs near 90 along the Gulf Coast today. And you don't have to be in it to hate it. FlightAware says airlines have canceled about 1,000 flights already today. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in East Palestine, Ohio, looking at the damage from that derailment of tanker cars carrying deadly chemicals. As for former President Trump yesterday saying that he wants to help.
One thing he could do is express support for reversing the deregulation that happened on his watch.
The NTSB's released a video it says shows one rail car's wheel bearing on fire just before it failed. The Federal Housing Administration is cutting the cost of issuing mortgages. The White House says the move will save the average first-time home buyer about $800 in closing costs. And the FBI is helping police in Washington, D.C. try to solve the mystery of nearly 20 ATMs found dumped in a creek. No word yet on where those machines came from. This is USA News.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
President Biden's back from his trip to Poland and Ukraine as the debate over future U.S. support for Ukraine continues.
The U.S. should not take all the burden. Should that be part of the debate? Absolutely.
That's Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar agreeing with him on Fox this morning. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee.
Well, we're concerned about Putin. Putin's a bad guy. And I hope sincerely that he's stopped. This cannot be ours to fight. Nor can it be ours to fund alone.
NATO and the European Union have committed more than $13 billion in military assistance to Ukraine. Some of that comes from the so-called Bucharest Nine, the former countries to the west of Ukraine that used to be allies of the Soviet Union. The U.S. Ambassador to Poland, Mark Brzezinski, says those countries are very concerned that history does not repeat.
This moment here in Central Europe is akin to the Nazi invasion of Poland and Central Europe in 1939, except this time, in 2022 and 2023, the Central Europeans can do something about it.
And 1 year into the war, it drags on. Many expect Russia to mount a big offensive in Ukraine once spring arrives. Russia continues to insist that no matter what, it will keep the Crimean Peninsula, which it illegally annexed 9 years ago. And some experts fear the war, which will drag on for years, could eventually turn into a direct confrontation between Russia and NATO. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.